Hello, and welcome to Gen X, Y, and I, a conversation with three generations of positive people, featuring Real World R.
That's me.
Millennial Jen.
That's me.
And Not So Silent Bob.
Just glad I'm still here.
We'll make you laugh, we'll make you think, and we'll always end on a happy note. This episode is brought to you in part by Breakwater Federal Credit Union in Houghton, Michigan. They have a special offer for our listeners. Come in for a consumer loan, mention this podcast, and they will waive the $100 processing fee. Limit one per person, membership required, and all loans are subject to credit approval. In today's episode, we're talking about life updates and what gives meaning to your life and makes you feel that you matter.
Ooh. Okay, so let's do updates.
Okay.
So Jen is back with us for 4 episodes for season 4, and we are so happy to have you back in the podcast world with us and your energy. So you look great.
Thank you. I know our listeners can't see me, but I apparently look wonderful today.
She looks good, y'all.
I got my hair done yesterday.
She got her hair. We call it hair did. She got her hair did.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll do updates and then we'll circle back with the second question.
Sure.
Okay. All right. So it's been an explosive 2024. Like a lot has happened. So it's been a fun ride and it's only halfway there of the year, but finished a PhD.
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting.
Oh my gosh. So for the listeners, this has been almost 11-year journey. Now, just to clarify, I had to get a master's and PhD, but it's been almost 11-year journey. And then I was recently promoted since I've graduated and now that I have the degree. So I am now assistant dean of the Pavlis Honors College here at Michigan Tech. And then my other update is this is the first summer that since I've been married, that I am PhD free. So I can like really look into my husband's pupils. I can go to bed at a reasonable time.
You don't have the bags under your eyes?
I don't have bags under my mostly. No bags under my. So this is our first time, like our first summer, like since we've been married, that I can just kind of not feel guilty about not, you know.
And you are traveling.
Having a lot of fun. Yeah. Having a lot of fun. Derek threw me a surprise 50th white party. I didn't know it was happening, and it was on Belle Isle and in Detroit. So it's been a fun, explosive year so far. So those are mostly my updates.
Wow, everyone after that's going to sound pretty anticlimactic there.
Well, I will say one other thing that's really life-lifing is I had to get guardianship over my dad. And that has been quite the journey. He's doing well and doing great, but having to make that decision and, you know, to be the main caretaker for my dad, that has been life transforming as well.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So, you had that for your brother?
No, I have a cousin. I'm the only living relative, and started off last February. I found out about what was going on. Anyway, to make a long story short, she ended up, her caretaker stole almost everything from her. She lost her house. She lost her dog. She lost everything. And now I am sort of the guardian for mm-hmm. her. I'm the trustee and talk to her at least twice a day. We got her in a good place now.
Yeah.
And
it's a journey.
But it's been a journey. And it's sometimes it was a full-time job.
Yeah.
Dealing with various state employees, social mm-hmm. workers, people mm-hmm. who are all involved with trying to rescue her,
yeah.
Elder abuse places and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's a real thing, y'all.
It was a thing.
Boy. I would also say
my wife's been involved too, so it's not just mm-hmm. all me. I'm glad
yeah,
she's
it's the family.
By my side.
My siblings have been involved, but one agency that my dad was in before was in the place that he's in now. They literally told me, well, why don't you just let the state take over your dad's care, like state guardianship? And I'm just like, so there's a lot of shady, terrible things that are happening to elderly people out there. So
yes.
Take care of your people if you can.
Yes.
If you have the ability to do that.
For sure.
So.
Speaking of elderly, Bob, did you want to go next?
Well, sure.
Since you're still here.
I guess that was one of the big things. I'm glad you mentioned it because I hadn't written it down as one of my notes. I guess the other thing is I got a new knee.
Yay.
And I went through hoops to get it because I was getting a partial knee replacement, which is something a little bit new. So I had to go to somebody who specialized in that. So I ended up going to family because we don't have family up here. And it meant a six-hour drive one way to go to this special place in Effingham, Illinois. Mm. And I'm not swearing on it. It's not the town of it's not the town
it's
of Ham.
It's not called Ham?
No, it Effingham. Is actually called Effingham.
Okay. It's not just Ham.
No.
Sorry.
No, that's so great. I mean, you said it, and I kind of made a face, but I just was going to let it go. But you came back, so it's good. That's good.
And great guy. It was the Sarah Bush Lincoln Medical Center, and they were fantastic. They were just so kind and caring, and I fell in love with almost everybody who I had to deal with. So that was really a good experience.
How's Carol? How are things?
She's doing okay. She's, you know, our age, so there's aches and pains and stuff. So she's dealing with a bunch of that stuff, something called RA, rheumatoid arthritis. Mm-hmm. And most of the time she's okay. But lately it's been difficult.
It never stops her with getting that cold cash, though. She loves.
No, I know.
They love colds. That's good.
And that's all I got. How about you, Jen?
Okay, well, I don't have a lot of life updates. I walked for my graduation. I'm not graduated yet, though. I will graduate in 5 weeks with my master's degree in clinical mental health counseling. So I'm currently working as a clinical counseling intern here in our community. I've finished. I mean, it's been a long road. When you said 11 years, I'm like, girl, I don't even know. I've done 3 summers working on this master's degree, and I'm over it. I'm so over it. I've never been
done,
so
though.
Over it.
You're done.
I'll be done in 5 weeks. I'm very excited about that.
Let's pause because 2 years ago, she was like social media. Was that 2 years or 3 years?
That was 3 years ago,
years ago, like Jen was full-time social media, full-time, always full-time mom in the background, but just was doing like major moves on a social media thing and just said, nope, I'm done with that.
Well, I really wanted to study how social media was impacting mental health. So that's why that was a big push for me is I wanted to find out what is the cause of when you go share your life on social media, how does that affect you? Like for
What'd
me,
you learn?
Well, I wanted to study the negative impacts, but then as I started doing the research, I realized that was very biased. And so I started finding out that there are pros and cons to sharing your life online with a lot of strangers. So, I did present at a conference last year, some of my research on that. And, I've become a little boring. I'll be honest. I don't know what it is, but I'm not as creative as I used to be. Like when I think about trying to create social media content, I'm like, there's no room in my brain. I'm excited, like you said, to have time with my family again, where I'm not thinking about homework or where I actually get paid to do my job and I'm not just a free pro bono intern.
That's
those
nice.
Will be good days. So I'm only weeks away from that.
But I really understand what you're saying. Been there, done that. You did the whole social media thing. You had some real success with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably said to yourself after you had that, so am I satisfied? Is this what I really want? And it wasn't there.
Yeah, it wasn't as fulfilling. What I really wanted to do, I guess we're jumping into part two, is it just didn't have enough meaning for me. I felt like if I'm going to be an influencer in people's lives, I want to be a good influence.
That's
and
awesome.
So I may or may not go back to social media at some point with my mental health background, because there is such thing as like mental health TikTok, and there are therapists that share information for people who don't go to therapy but still need like support. So anyway, I don't know where we're going with that, but I do need to feel like I'm doing something meaningful, that I'm helping people, that I love to connect people with stories and normalize things and connect people and ideas. And so I got to do that in social media, but it just wasn't as meaty as I needed it to
That's
be
awesome
for my
too.
Meaning. So I'm hoping to marry all of my passions one day, mental health, social media, storytelling. That makes me feel like what I'm doing matters.
Yeah. I'm of the opinion that God doesn't waste anything. And so I believe that all these skills will culminate for you in a really cool way, like something even that you didn't expect, and it's going to be like, we need those skills, and this is the person, and even reframing mental health in a different way, right? Like, maybe that's part of it. Well, we're happy you're back and glad that you're on this end of the master's journey. And
oh, so am I.
Yeah.
Anyway, Bob, what brings meaning to your life?
Well, I'll tell you what, it was easier when I was working full time, and I'm assuming that that's probably where you guys are, because when you work, that's meaningful. I mean, what you're mm-hmm. doing is meaningful work. Yeah. Once you retire, it becomes something that you think about.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess for me, what brings meaning to my life is my friends, my family, the people I care for, and things I can do for them.
Mm-hmm.
My grandchildren, that's really important. We were talking about that at a previous episode. That all is part of meaningful to me. People matter more than anything. People matter. And I would say that I'm so thankful that I can still do things with my family, and the kids have a special name for me, and it works well. It works well. And the podcast, it's the one thing I do that takes me outside of my family, outside of my small circle, and makes me feel like I matter a little bit to a broader world.
That's powerful.
And I have to say, Bob, and since the 4 year, we started this 4 years ago, I'm so impressed with how quickly you pick up on like the marketing mm-hmm. and the newsletter. And so if you haven't signed up for the newsletter, you can get
Please
Bob's
do.
Newsletter.
Yep.
But like that was something you're like, I don't know how to do that, but you do, you figure it out. And like, I'm just, it's so great. And so I'm glad that matters to you.
I think I'm blessed that I worked at a university, and I was mm-hmm. basically, a lot of young people showed me things, and I picked it up, and it's helped
me. You're teachable, Bob.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's so
very
cool.
Especially at this age. I mean.
Yeah.
Well, I'm 41, and sometimes a new technology comes out, and I'm like, no, thank you. I don't want whatever the Snapchat is.
Yeah,
I'm good
yeah.
with my Facebook over
well,
here.
Bob is always like forging forward. Show me how to do it, and I'll try to figure it out. And so I think we both admire that aspect of who you are.
Thank you, guys.
So,
that's yeah. really cool. Nice of you to say that.
So mine, meaning to my life, when I thought about this and looked at the trajectory of my life, I've always worked with tweens. So like 12 to 20 to 23. That age group is what brings meaning to my life. And kind of along the lines of what you said, Bob, I literally love working at a college campus, because young people are always challenging your assumptions, your biases, there's something to learn about yourself and others, like through seminars and workshops or guest speakers. And so I just love working on a college campus, and that just constantly challenges me to think about my understanding of the world. And then the other thing is how I make people feel. And there's a saying, I don't know how it goes, but
people won't remember what you said,
but they remember how you made them feel. And I made a decision a long time ago that I would just tell people that I love them, with the assumption that maybe they haven't heard it that day, or, you know, for whenever. And so I've kind of incorporated that into my life, that when I leave people, I always tell them that I love them. That brings meaning for me, is how I make people feel as a result of my interactions with them.
What our listeners didn't see was Bob rubbing Dar's shoulder in a gesture of, that's really awesome, Dar.
His nonverbal.
They can't see. You can't see that, but it was really sweet.
Thanks for listening. If you have any suggestions you'd like us to discuss, you can email us at genxyandi@gmail.com. Also, let us know what you think of the episodes. We love hearing from you. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, Apple Podcast, Audioboom, or your podcast platform of choice. Thanks again to our wonderful sponsors, REO Acoustics, Upper Peninsula Audiology, and Breakwater Federal Credit Union.